Hi, hi. Welcome to the Human Design for Marketing podcast. I'm your host, Yvette Mayer, and this show's for you if you're done with cookie cutter marketing and ready to build your personal brand in alignment with who you really are. I'm a marketing expert, human design nerd, and intuitive business coach who's helped hundreds of women just like you to elevate their frequency and activate their most magnetic personal brand. Each week, we'll dive into practical tips, interviews, conversations, and more to help you create an aligned business, a positive contribution, and of course, an abundant life. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to the Human Design for Marketing podcast with me, Yvette Mayer. Today, I am going to give you a little update on the state of my business, because I know in the last episode I spoke about valuing energy and life force over money. But the truth is, I looked at my year-on-year income last week, and for January to March this year versus last year, it's up 370%. And I know that you're growing businesses, and my story is not necessarily your story, but I really believe that by me telling you how this happened, how I manifested this growth, that you will be able to see yourself in this, and there will be incredible takeaways, because the way that I did this was through applying human design for marketing, of course, and being the beacon and the light for what is possible in doing so. So from day one on this journey, I made a commitment that I would follow my authority, my strategy, and my design, my profile in everything that I do to market my business and every decision I make, to be perfectly honest. So I'm going to go on this journey. I have shared my brand story before. However, I am going to tell you a story, and it is a brand story, but starting from a very different place. So I'm going to wind you back to late 2022. I had just had the Dirty C for the first time. Is it the only time? Yeah, I've only had it once. So I had just had that experience. I was staying in my sister's house because her and her whole family were overseas, and it's a block away from my mum. And so I was supporting the carers with caring for mum and working from, well, it's an incredible property, let's be honest, in Sydney. And then within days of me arriving for a 3-week stay, I got sick. And at the beginning, I tested myself a couple of times and I thought it wasn't COVID. But about the third day into me being sick, I got the dreaded news, and I got completely struck down by it. Like, it knocked me for six. It was hard for me to function. And I am somebody that has a lot of energy. I'm a generator. And typically when I'm sick, I manage to multitask my way through both working and resting. But this time, it knocked me so much that I pretty much stayed in bed for at least, I don't know, about 8 or 9 days, and did a whole lot of watching Netflix, which was quite enjoyable. But then as I started to get better, there was also this lingering sense of things aren't working in my business right now. And so I do think that what happened was a result of my defenses being down, my nervous system being unregulated from being sick. And I recall this very clearly. I'm sitting at their dining table and I'm starting to work again and starting to see clients and things. And I just felt so sad, so overwhelmed. And there were some good reasons for that. I think the first one I would say is nothing to do with having been sick. My business was not in good financial shape. I'd literally, at the beginning of that year, invested, I actually committed to $45,000 in a mastermind and private coaching. Then after a few months, because I was wobbly,
hired a second coach, another $10,000 on top of that. So I'd spent over $50,000 on coaching. And this was in, I want to say, July, August timing. At that point, my business was declining. And I was so disappointed. I really felt that I'd earned an easier ride of it. I mean, I'd been in business for myself for 3 full years by then. Was it three? Yeah, 3 full years, 3.5 years. And I'd had some really high times. Like, I'd built my business to multiple six figures, lots of 20K months. And in this moment, I'm like struggling to hit 10K a month and feeling like a fraud, because as a business coach, you want to be able to market growth. And there's a whole lot tied up in the shame and the out of integrity you feel when you're a business coach and your business isn't going as well as you had hoped or trending in the right direction. So that this all led me to literally head in hand thinking, do I want to do this anymore? And I didn't know. I didn't have the answer. I had a question. I got curious as to what the hell is going on. Like, why do I feel like this? Yes, illness did have a part to play. And I really started to consider, do I need to get a job? Is this just not the right thing for me in my nervous system? Because let's be honest, building your own business does come with a lot of highs and lows. It is a roller coaster ride. When things are going well, you are on top of the world. When things aren't going so well, or you're burnt out, maybe you're in a position where you've committed to things and then your income comes backwards and suddenly there's no profit, like all of the things, right? Then add in that unlike working for somebody else, you don't have this off switch where you're like, I'm done. I earn my salary. When I'm at work, when I go home, I'm off. I'm offline. I can go on holidays and have no contact. None of that is true, right? So this was a genuine thing that I was thinking about. Thankfully, as I started to get better, I had greater clarity and a realization that I'd become so focused on the money and making the amount of money I made the only measure of my success that I wasn't considering all of the women that I had in my very successful mastermind. Oops, who were growing and developing their businesses and stepping into more and more. That is an absolute measure of success. I wasn't considering the fact that I hated working in corporate by the end of it. It felt like it was soul destroying. And that actually, in the work that I do in the world as an entrepreneur, I feel incredibly fulfilled. And even despite the roller coaster ride, when I really drop into the amount of women that I've helped and some men in my business journey, there is nothing like the heart expansion that I feel. Wasn't thinking so much about that. But as I got better, I started to see this really drop in for me that I'd become so focused on the money as my measure of success that I wasn't actually valuing the right things, a bit like valuing the money ahead of hustling and life, valuing the money more than valuing my life force, which was the last episode. So if that sounds like something that is of interest to you and you haven't listened to that yet, go back one. And then the major thing that I realized was this. I did not leave my very high, many multiple high six-figure salary in corporate because I wanted more money. That was not a thing. I had plenty of money. I felt very rich, actually, in my ability to live. I mean, I was probably in the top five income earners with all the trappings, you know, convertible Audi, living in a penthouse apartment, last role running a 300-person business. I had all of that, and yet I felt very empty. And so in this process, I got this drop in that it didn't matter so much what I earned, and that what was genuinely important to me was that I was doing the work in the world that made a positive contribution, that I felt extremely fulfilled. And ultimately, I also led that back or backed that into my human design, because I've been working with human design for years by this point, not on the front end of my business, but on the back end and in how I navigated my own self. And of course, in my chase for money, 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 well, not of course, but in actuality, I had ticked all those boxes. Like, not only had I spent a lot of money on masterminds and high ticket one-on-one coaching, but I'd done the courses, I'd learned how to make digital products, I'd done some of those big programs. I literally had learned so freaking much, and yet I didn't feel lit up by what I was doing in the way that is important for me as a sacral generator. And the other piece was, I'd never really applied my design to my marketing. I had to my business. So I was conscious about, you know, doing work that was lighting me up versus not lighting me up, making decisions based on my sacral. I hadn't joined the dots into marketing. And I didn't have a drop-in to say, that's what we're going to do. Instead, what I realized is that I am a very spiritual person, and I do mean more in the realms of things like human design. And I also am very much into energetics, and that has always been something that I offer in my coaching and in my programs, but not something that I led with. And what I'd ended up doing was following advice to niching into digital products as the thing that was going to grow my business exponentially, and taking on the advice that I must focus on one thing and become synonymous and well known for that if I wanted to achieve growth. Focusing on digital products, whilst they do light me up in the way that they do provide an ability to scale your impact, but it's very functional. It's not expressing the full human that I am. It wasn't allowing me to bring forward my deep intuitive wisdom in how I showed up in my marketing so much. It was much more practical. And so that was the moment when the first decision I made was to stop focusing on money as my measure of success and focus on the impact that I was having in the world instead. And then the second thing was that I wanted to create from a place of what fills me up, what is my life's work, regardless of whether it's a niche or not. And that's when I launched a program called the Spring Mini Mind. Shout out to anyone that's listening that did that with me. It was very low ticket. It was, I want to say it was 6 weeks, and it was all of my juju. It was everything to do with being intentional, energetic frequency, mindset, all of the wisdom that I've developed over the years, you know, threaded in with marketing intelligence around creating from a place of alignment. And then because of the type of program it was, I had this idea that I would also offer up a human design for marketing 15-minute, not a reading, well, it was, but it was a pre-record. So I'd do a video and send it to you as a bonus. That was human design for marketing. Then I went, oh, what even is that? Like, how do I learn about that? So I went looking for how do I learn about human design for marketing. And I found Juliet Stapleton, and I had her on the podcast around that time. And I did a reading with her. I spoke to her. I ended up on a one-on-one call with her. And, it, you know, she had me onto her podcast. It turned out we got on like a house on fire. She's a projector. I'm a generator. She's in the far northern hemisphere. I'm in Australia. We were a very good fit around, despite me then starting to think about moving into an area that was somewhat competitive with her, we're just so different, right? And then I did these readings, and the women that I did them for were absolutely blown away. I was just getting this feedback of, oh my freaking goodness, you have nailed it. Aha after aha, breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. And of course, that felt amazing for me that I had stumbled onto something that was creating such an amazing response. And that was the beginning. That was the beginning, that process. From there, I then went into my own mastermind and offered to do an intensive 90-minute call on how they could all apply human design into their marketing. And I've never had a group of women so lent in, like just all ears, like so engrossed, right? And then at the end, they were like, oh my God, more of this, please. We need more of this. And I'm every inch of the way just getting this reflection back to me that this is my genius zone. And yet I continue to think, oh, but I don't want to do this as my main thing. Maybe I want to build this as a part of what I do. I had this fear that there was too much analysis and admin involved in unpacking charts. Then we get into November, and with the Black Friday sale coming up, I thought, well, how about I just put an opportunity out for people, five only, for a human design for marketing reading, and I just see if I enjoy it. And for the first time in a long time, they sold out so quickly, and I'm talking about the fact that I was feeling this lower demand for my offers at the beginning of this process, and it was like boom, 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 boom. All of them were gone. Then I did the readings and once more had this confirmation that this is a genius area for me, that a lot of the women that actually booked at that time, they were less people that had been admiring me from afar as a coach and more like peers, people that were like, oh, you're doing that now? I'm interested. And then they were absolutely blown away. And finally, as I got to the end of the year and I was still thinking this was just something to do on the side, I went to the beach on the Capricorn new moon and I had this complete white light. Let's call it a white light experience, but what it actually was being surrounded by white butterflies and bees. And it felt like I literally couldn't ignore it anymore and that it was time to take a really brave and bold step and to transform my entire business. So that was the journey to the decision, which then meant that early in 2023, I completely switched gears and went all in to human design and marketing. Now, what was also happening that I do want you to hear is I was very aware that I needed to build credibility. And to do that, number one, I needed to practice what I preach. I needed to show up and fully embody my sacral generator 5-1-ness in everything I do. And so since then, my marketing has changed. Like I am more me. I'm more focused on what is true and aligned for me, what feels really good in my body, and also applying what is true for my design, right? So as a generator, I have magnetic energy and I have never actually had so many people tell me that I am magnetic as I do 12 months later. Like it's nuts. More video content, lots of face to video. I did a whole series on all of the different types and profile lines January through March last year. I then decided, and it took a while to get it up and running, but decided to launch a YouTube channel. Again, like this 5-1, very charismatic, putting myself into the spotlight, showing up as a leader, trusting that the right people would find me. Following my sacral in the decisions that I was making and allowing my body's wisdom to lead me and to point the way. So that was all happening in the early part of the year. And then I ramped up massively the amount of readings I was doing because every time I did them, I'd get all this feedback, which I would then be able to share in my marketing to grow my credibility. as well as developing my own IP around what even is human design for marketing, what do we focus on in human design for marketing. And that's how I developed what I now call my aligned brand blueprint. By April, I was ready to go into market with a group program, which is now the Frequency Project, which I've run 4 times. And gosh, that has now had something like 40 women go through it. And that just that process, the amount of women that I've been able to go deep with in the Frequency Project has been something that I never expected it to take off at this rate, honestly. The other thing that happened was I grew on every measure or every metric the more that I continued to follow my design and focus in this area. So everything that I have working in my business, and not even that, because everything is working in my business. So every channel that I'm on has had exponential growth around my audience. My ability to generate the number of people that come into masterclasses has absolutely exploded. The amount of people I have that join live when I'm running something like a free event has taken off. The growth to my primary channel, which is Instagram, has been so much faster than I ever experienced before. When I ask for engagement in a post or a story, it's like night and day. I have to tell you that this has been phenomenal. And then even though it's not my number one focus, let's talk about my income. Because what ended up happening is I did have a fairly low January to March, which is why it's so possible for me to have achieved 370% growth year on year. But that doesn't actually include my December revenue, which was the highest month that I've had in my entire business by 50%. So it's not just that, because what happened from around April last year is every month started to grow, regardless of whether I was launching for the Frequency Project or not. And so that decline completely turned around and took me to, you know, at the end of the year, having the biggest month financially that I've ever had in my business by 50%. And then the last three months have been huge. Never have I ever started off a year like this before. And I have to say that it is because of this decision to practice what I preach. It is applying everything that I'm teaching in human design for marketing to what I'm doing. And that means that it's not always going to grow like this, because I need to build my business in a way that's fully aligned to who I am for it to continue to work for me. So yes, whilst last year did have this huge exponential growth financially, as you may know from my last episode, I've also experienced a little bit of what I would call burnout, especially in the last few months. And so I'm in a place now where I'm trying once again to stop focusing on the money, although it's hard when you see this big growth, and be very intentional around what is this going to look like for me so that I don't burn out. Like, I can't burn out. Like, that is not where I'm at. I'm 53 in like 2 weeks' time. I don't have the energy I had in my 30s. I don't want the business that I would have wanted 20 years ago if I'd had one. I want to set myself up to feel amazing and to have a beautiful balance, to feel very grounded in my growth. It's not that I don't want to grow, because I am driven and I am ambitious and I want to help more and more of you create a business that feels, back to my old saying, lit up and liberated. That's my true desire. Probably the biggest lesson, which is interesting in this whole thing, is I was undervaluing my marketing experience up until I went in this direction. So it's quite a crazy thing to reveal, right? So my background was in advertising, agency world, Madman, New York, London, the works, and digital marketing in particular. When I left my corporate career, I never would have imagined that that would be something that I focus on beyond that career, because I was done with it. What happened when I kind of moved from digital products to human design for marketing is marketing became a big part, right? It's not just human design. I've said this many times. It has to be the marriage of the two. Just following your human design will only get you so far. You're going to need a lot of support around your marketing. That could mean staff if you're not doing it yourself. But for most people, that means becoming a more aligned marketer that is capable and confident at building a strategy for their business that has the products that work together to build the lead generation to have a successful business. You cannot ignore this piece, no matter who you are, no matter who you are. And so in doing this, when people were paying me for human design for marketing, and I was therefore focusing on teaching marketing in combination with human design, that's when I think my magnetism started to really explode, because I was in my natural zone of genius. Might be learnt, because I have had 30 years in marketing, and the people in my world began to experience this genius and actually really respect it and the ability that I have to fuse what is a very energetic body of work around human design and science with marketing intelligence. Like, that whole thing has been so, I think, guided for me from, you know, the universe, as well as a coming home to what I'm born for. And even last week I was in a frequency project call, and one of the women asked me, how are you able to look at any gate? And when I read the gate, it makes no sense for me what that would mean for marketing. And then when you speak, it makes all the sense in the world. And my answer was, A, I don't know, but not really. My answer was, this is my natural genius, synthesizing a lot of information, and I do integrate the gene keys. I look at Karen Curry Parker's quantum human design. I look at other stuff that I just find on the interwebs, obviously the original Ra Uruhu body of work, and I synthesize that, and it's a natural process for me to synthesize and apply that to marketing. I can't tell you how so much. I feel like I've got a line two saying this, because my brain just works like that. It's my marketing brain. It's those 30 years or three decades of experience that I'm able to then really quickly join the dots for you on what does this mean for your marketing. So that's what I do in my programs, and of course in my private coaching, and also in my VIP days, which is my new done for you in a day human design for marketing strategy offer. So today, here I find myself with a business that is growing on every level. I'm in such a different place than I was 18 months ago that it's like night and day. I have found my true path in life, and I am so grateful that I had the persistence and the dedication to not just making this decision, but following it through and doing it properly and helping so many people in the process. I feel like I'm just getting warmed up, not in terms of doing more, but creating more resources that expand my energy to help more and more people. So more effectiveness in the way that I share this. That brings me to here. So to wrap up, this has been a different telling of my brand story, where I take you through it from a more recent point versus the last time I told my brand story, which I will link to in the show notes, when I started 13 years ago. This brand story starts only 18 months ago, and it still takes you through a lot of highs and lows, challenges, finding my genius, and ultimately being able to serve you. And that's what a good brand story does. I also tell it in a way that it really projects what I'm here to do from a human design perspective. I really am here to provide solutions to you. That's my 5-1, to be a leader in doing that. And then I have the gate 3, both in my personality sun and in my Mercury, which means that I'm going to talk to you about the difficulty and then take you through the process to stepping into what I call more alchemy, more of my gold, more of my magic. So if you've been listening to this and you're like, oh my goodness, I need more. I want Yvette to help me do this. I have a couple of ways that are in the market right now that I would highly suggest you jump on. One is my new Done in a Day Human Design for Marketing strategy, where we work together over 4 90-minute sessions on one day. Depending if you're in a different market to me, then we'll do it over 2 days virtually. But the dream way to do this is in person. So we meet up, we do it together. There are lots of bells and whistles around things like staying in a hotel, all of that good stuff. And then the other is, for a limited time, I'm offering 6 weeks of private coaching. I'm calling it my Momentum Mentoring, where it's a really immersive experience where we take you from where you are now, which may be feeling a bit frustrated, like things aren't working, and we quickly create growth for you, whatever that looks like for you, because it's going to be different around what your goals are, what your design is, and what the right pathway is. But we will take you from where you are and build momentum towards what you want to achieve. So if you're listening to this in real time, we're in early April 2024. Jump into my Instagram DM and let me know if you want more information about either of those. And that's it for this episode. I'll be back in your ears real soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for tuning in to the Human Design for Marketing podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, tell your friends, and extra brownie points, go leave me a review. I would so appreciate it. There are heaps more resources in the show notes. I can't wait to be back in your ears again soon. Bye for now.